some of the proper running gear, the athletes that they were.
Yeah.
Because they did it in with far less.
That's exactly right. And that's kind of what makes you think, isn't it? Really, yeah. Andrea, that's why you love to hear those tales, because you're right. You wonder what they may have done today. Because the other great story was from 1981, and that's featured on the front of this brochure. And I don't know if that caller ran it in 81, but that was when a train rolled by on the MKT and held up a bunch of runners. And Joe said at the time they determined that these guys weren't really in contention for a win, so they just kind of left it, I think, is how they had the results, you know. But no trains this time, of course, even though you put in a couple of miles on the MKT. So, Andrew, what are you doing these days? What events did you run at track for MU?
I ran the 5 and 10,000 in cross country.
So you were actually running distance then at that particular point.
Yes.
I'm taking it, though, that your coaches at the time at MU were not encouraging you to run marathon distance while you were running track for MU?
No, it probably wouldn't have been good. Mm-hmm. I think probably it would have been nice to try to run a marathon immediately after my college career was over, but I just didn't think about it and got into other things, and I wish I had, but I don't know, people say that women tend to get stronger as they even get into their late 20s and early 30s, and there's no reason not to do it, and getting into the triathlons was a great thing for me, and just enjoyed that competitive aspect, and certainly the marathon was probably one of my most memorable races ever, just because of all the things we've been talking about and the fact that it was just such a unique experience without any hype, and it was right close to home.
Yep. Well, we hope you have a good experience again Labor Day, Andrew. Will you be at the banquet on the Sunday night?
Yes, I will.
All right. Well, we'll see you there.
Looking forward to it.
The banquet, by the way, it's open to members of the public. So if you want to hear more of these stories or just interested, I mean, this is part of Columbia history as well. And we've been on that the last couple of days. The banquet is on Sunday night, and it's over at the New Hampton Inn, which is there at the corner of College and Stadium. And if you want more information, you can pick up entry forms locally, which is where you can fill in one and get into the banquet as well. The run itself starts 6 a.m. on Labor Day, and it starts right by the Hearn Center on Stadium is where the start line is. Andrea, good luck, and I hope the day goes well, and hopefully Jeff is right with his weather prediction.
I hope so, too, and good luck to you, too, Simon.
I appreciate that. Andrea's going to be, like, home asleep by the time I come across, if I make it that far.
Or I might just be home asleep, never having gotten up.
That might be me too, except I'm reporting on it one way or the other anyway, so I will be up. 10:43, and when we come back, Clark Howard here on News Talk 1400 KFRU.
The morning meeting, only on News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Head Motor Company, home of Kia and home of the newer used car, is proud to salute Randy Reinhardt as the July Salesman of the Month. You're invited in today to experience the Head Motor Company difference, a sales experience focused on you and your automotive needs. Head Motor Company, 710 Business Loop 70 West, Columbia. Are you hardworking and dependable? Good computer skills? Looking for a job in a fast-paced, positive environment? Head Motor Company is hiring a service advisor. No phone calls, please. Pick up your application today at Head Motor Company, 710 Business Loop 70 West.